Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Stephanie Lecce. Here in Brewtown, we know that beer is hardly a simple beverage. And as craft breweries grow in size and number, there are ever more offerings on tap. But for as hard as it is to pick a beer, it's equally hard to find the right dish to pair it with. Luckily, there's beer and travel writer John Hall. He's done the hard and tasty work of compiling the best recipes and pairing suggestions from brew pubs and breweries around the country. It's all in his recent book, The American Craft Beer Cookbook. Hall was in Milwaukee last month, and he stopped by the Lake Effect studios to chat. John, welcome to Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
What made you want to take on this daunting task of finding these recipes from brew pubs across the country?
Well, you know, all jokes aside, I think we're living in a cool age of great beer and great food. And 40 years ago, we necessarily were not living in that world. So now to be able to drink local and to eat local in ways that we haven't for a very long time, it was a fun project for me to really try to put this together and tell the story of where we are with beer and food through great recipes.
Well, it's interesting. I want you to elaborate a little bit more on that idea. How has the rise of this foodie scene, if you will, impacted the appreciation of beer?
Well, actually, I think the rise of the foodie scene has actually gone along with the rise of the craft beer scene. So 37 years ago, we only had the really big brewers in the country. And, you know, those are the ones that obviously all the listeners here are familiar with because they're names like Pabst and Miller and Anheuser and things like that. And then 37 years ago, a guy opened up a very small brewery in Sonoma, California. And it was a four-barrel system or so, which is very small. And it was considered to be the first microbrewery, first craft brewery. And that inspired other people to open up as well. And now there's 2,800 breweries in the country here, almost 40 years later, where there used to be only about 50 or so. So people have never had a better opportunity in modern times to drink local. And so you can walk down the street, you can meet the brewers, you can drink directly from the fermenters and directly from their tap. And it gives you a good sense of community of drinking local. And in the same vein, on the food side of things, we've seen the farm-to-table movement come back up, and we've seen the locavore movement happen a little bit more. People want to know where their food is coming from and, you know, who's making it and how it's being prepared. And that's such a great thing because when you think back 40 years ago with the beer scene and then with the food scene, we had convinced ourselves that Velveeta was better than real cheese and Wonder Bread was better than going to the baker, or that if we put something in the microwave for 2 minutes, plastic tray in the microwave for 2 minutes, what we got out was dinner. And now people want to eat local and they want to drink local. And that's really how the book came together and what the book is all about.
Is that what helped you to make the pretty bold statement that you do at the beginning of the book that beer pairs better with food than wine?
Yes.
Explain that. Why? What is it about beer today, I should specify, that makes it a better companion to the food we're eating?
It's a number of things. And I think the first thing that we should really look at is the ingredients of beer. So it's essentially water, malt, hops, and yeast. And if you look at those four ingredients and then their individual flavors, so water has anything from like sulfur content to mineral content to it. Malt, depending on how it's kilned, can taste like biscuit or toast or coffee or chocolate as the darker the malt gets. And then we'll skip over hops for a second and then we'll go to the yeast, which has everything from banana and clove and bubblegum and stone fruit flavors to it. And then hops. And this is where we start to get a little bit into dicey territory because people will say, oh, I don't like beer because it's too bitter. And hops is what gives beer its bitterness, but it also gives some really nice aroma and flavors to it as well. And if you move beyond the bitterness and you think about the flavor of the hop, so it could be orange or tropical fruit or other citrus or even pine. Now we have all these four ingredients that have individual flavor components to them, and you can start to match them to food with that. So the example that I use sometimes is people say with wine, like red wine pairs with red meat, white wine pairs with chicken and fish. It's not really that black and white, but beer is so varied that you can have a nice steak with a porter because it has the caramel notes in the beer. And if you put it on the grill, you get that nice char on the outside of it that kind of matches it. But if you put like a blue cheese sauce or a gorgonzola sauce on top of the steak, the porter's not going to work anymore. But an IPA, an India Pale Ale that has some nice citrus and pine can really cut through those cheese flavors and now bring the meal back to a delightful level where all the flavors are present. So I just think beer is so much more varied because of the flavors, because of the styles, that you can really find just about out any food and pair a good beer with it.
Just in the individual notes that you've mentioned, I'm trying to calculate the permutations in my head, and my head is breaking.
And that's just the main ingredients, because if you think about what some of the brewers in the U.S. are doing these days, they are fearless. There are brewers that have made beers that actually have chocolate in them or are infused with tea or have, you know, any number of ingredients. I once had a beer that was made with grilled beef hearts and rosemary. I wouldn't want to have that beer again, but I had it, and it shows that the brewers are not afraid to really try different things these days.
What were you looking for specifically? I mean, there are, as you mentioned now, so many breweries, so many brew pubs around the country. How did you winnow down these 155 recipes?
It wasn't easy, but what I wanted to do was get breweries from around the country so that I could highlight local flavors and local traditions and people's ethnic backgrounds and, you know, recipes that their grandmother used to make, or finding ingredients that are just native to a specific area. And then I wanted to find breweries that were both well-known. So people like Sam Adams and Sierra Nevada and New Belgium are certainly in there, because they've done their part for craft beer and have really fostered a whole new generation of drinkers. But then I also wanted to get some smaller breweries in there as well, some ones that people might not know. So like Hinterland from Wisconsin, I wanted to get them in there because I think that they're doing really great things with beer and food, both at their restaurant in Milwaukee and also at the brewery up in Green Bay. You know, Lakefront, which has been around for 25 years now and makes solid beers and has such a great story to it and such a great tour as well. And that's another part of the book. But I wanted to really try to highlight as many diverse breweries as possible. So ones that just make lagers, or ones that just focus on IPAs, or ones that have been around for 25 years or have only been around for 6 months that show a lot of promise, because that's how diverse the industry is these days.
What are you seeing going on here in the beer industry in Wisconsin, especially as it relates to this pairing of beer with food?
I think it's getting better and better all the time. I mean, you walk into restaurants, and this is, so first of all, Milwaukee, I think, is one of the great beer drinking cities in the U.S. And it's one of the reasons that it has a road trip chapter in the back. I feel like sometimes it might get lost in the shadow of Chicago. But for beer lovers, there's really no better place to be coming in the Midwest to drink beer. I've been walking into restaurants and small bars, and you see such a diverse tap list. And then there are knowledgeable chefs that are really incorporating beer into their menu as far as pairings or even cooking with beer, that it's a fun city to walk around and drink with. And I wish more were kind of following the lead of Milwaukee.
You mentioned actually cooking with some of the beer.
Yeah.
There is a great recipe that you have in this book for these barbecue meatballs.
Yeah. So the American Craft Beer Cookbook has a whole bunch of recipes to it, everything from breakfast to dessert and everything in between. But the that falls in the appetizer chapter. And yeah, it's really one of these flavorful. A lot of people have had Swedish meatballs before, or cocktail meatballs before. But it's the combination of like the brown sugar and the garlic, and there's root beer and barbecue sauce and ketchup. And then it calls for 2 cups of a Doppelbock, which is a very malty, malt-forward beer. And when you simmer it in a crock pot and a slow cooker, when you simmer the meatballs in this sauce for 8 hours or so, they really become irresistible afterwards. And I was saying before to somebody that, you know, you just kind of walk by and you just start popping them back because they're really that good. And that's one of the other things. If you're going to pair beer with food and you're going to have a cookbook, I wanted to have recipes that are fun to eat and, you know, delicious as well.
Well, you've brought several beers with you today. What are we looking at here?
So there's a number of different beers. They're all Wisconsin beers. So the first one is the Hinterland IPA, and this would actually pair very well with the scallop dish that's in the book as well. It's a scallop that has several vegetables and a curry sauce to it as well, and the IPA with its citrus and pine can really stand up to that as well. I brought the Lakefront Wheat Monkey Ale, which is just their wheat ale that has notes of banana and clove in it as well. In the mornings, you can mix it with orange juice, put a shot of triple sec in it, and you can have a beer mosa instead of a mimosa. It also goes well with a few other dishes as well, the Hefeweizen. I brought the Milwaukee Brewing Company, the OG, which is their Belgian-style wit that's been infused with tea. And that's, again, goes back to what I was saying before about how the brewers are fearless, that they're not afraid to try different recipes in there. And so you get these really wonderful herbal notes along with the very fresh, flavorful, fruity notes from the wit to begin with. So it's a very, very nice combination. It's, you know, maybe not sleepy time, but it's still a fun thing to have. And then there's the Black Top, which is a black IPA from the New Glarus Brewing Company. And, you know, for those of you lucky enough to live in the state, New Glarus is the envy of all of us who don't live in the state because it's only distributed here. And I've already been getting Facebook messages from friends saying, hey, can you bring me home some New Glarus? So this is their Black Top. And a black IPA is sort of a new style in the U.S. So it uses darker malts instead of lighter malts. So you get that chocolate caramel kind of coffee flavor from the malts along with the citrusy, piney hops as well. And it's a very popular style these days, and New Glarus does one of the best ones out there.
It strikes me that what's really helpful about a cookbook like yours is that it helps you to go out and explore all of these new flavors by giving you the suggestion of how to pair these new beers, these new flavors that maybe you're not familiar with foods that you might already be making at home.
Yeah, and that's the fun thing as well, is that with so many different beers out there these days, you can walk into a place like Whole Foods or another package store that sells individual bottles, and you can buy just, again, individual bottles and take home six different styles of beer and then find foods that match it. Or if you're making a specific dish, you can find different representations of a style from six different breweries and then go around the table and let everybody try the different ones and find the one that you like. It might be different from the one that you know, somebody else likes. And that's okay because tastes are individual and personal. And the brewers, there's definitely a beer for everyone these days. And the brewers know that and are trying to match that.
So what about for you? What was the best beer you tasted as you were going around and collecting these recipes?
I don't know if there is a best beer. You know, there are some pairings that really just kind of came together in an unexpected way that were just when it happened, I couldn't help but like jump around a little bit in a happy way in my kitchen. Some of the pairings that I found that work really well are there's a carbonade recipe in there. So, and it uses a smoky kind of Scotch ale to cook down the meat as you're preparing it. But I paired it with a Flemish brown, so a sourish kind of beer. It's got a little bit of a tartness to it as well. And the two just come together in such a way where you really can't help just take a bite and take a drink, take a bite, take a drink. There's a carrot cake recipe in the book as well that has a bourbon mascarpone icing on top of it. And the cake on its own is fantastic. But we paired it with an IPA. And a lot of people don't think of an India Pale Ale as a dessert beer, but the sweetness of the carrots along with the hoppiness of the IPA really kind of come together where, again, it's you're taking a drink and you're taking a bite and the flavors are mingling and new flavors are happening. And I love bringing that out for people when they come over because they walk away just saying, like, wow, I never thought that would work, but it really does. And it's just there's a lot of fun things to do with exploring beer and food, and I was lucky enough to document 155 of them.
Well, John Hall, thank you so much for coming in and sharing the American Craft Beer Cookbook with us.
I was happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
Journalist and food and travel writer John Hall is the author of the American Craft Beer Cookbook, 155 recipes from your favorite brew pubs and breweries. He's visited more than 900 breweries around the world and is editor of the All About Beer magazine and host of The Beer Briefing on iHeartRadio.